Radio station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. I appreciate you tuning in to our Be a Light broadcast this morning. It's certainly a privilege to have you tune in each and every Sunday. I appreciate those that we come in contact with from time to time to let us know they listen to our program and how much it's a blessing to them. We want to say thank you this morning to all of you that listen each and every Sunday. This might be your first time tuning in today on behalf of Community Baptist Church here at Gainesville, Georgia. We're located on Hyde Mill Road, right off Old Canadian Highway above East Hall High School. So we would invite you to come be with us to our regular services if you don't have a home church. Thank God for the opportunity to minister to you this morning. So on behalf of community, we say thank you once again for tuning in. I want to go to the Lord in word of prayer and ask the Lord to put his hand upon us, guide us in this program this morning, that we would say and do that would be pleasing unto him. And we might just get ourselves out of the way, that the Lord might be glorified. He might use us for a mouthpiece this morning. Bow with us as we go to the Lord in word of prayer. And certainly we wouldn't want to forget all those here in the church that's in need of prayer, that some recovering from surgeries and other sicknesses and just heartaches and trouble. And there's so many of you out there that's listening this morning. I know that you have prayer requests too, and we want to lift you up to the Lord this morning that he might touch you wherever that need would be. Bow with us now. Our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much, Lord, for all of our listeners today that tune in and listen from time to time, God. And I pray, Lord, for all of our sister churches, God, wherever they might be this morning, that's assembled together to worship you in spirit and in truth. God, I pray, Lord, that Lord, you'd shower your loving kindness around us today, God, and Lord, you might revelate our minds and hearts, and we might look into your blessed holy word this morning, God, and do and say that Lord, you would be pleased with. And God, I pray, Lord, for, like we said a while ago, God, all of our sister churches, God, wherever the people might be gathered together to worship you, pray, Lord, you'd be in their midst. God, be in their presence today. Be with the preach word, that of the song and testimony, whatever might be done to uplift your name. God, I pray, Lord, you bless us today. God, if there be one that's lost and undone without you, God, I pray, Lord, that today would be that wonderful day. God, they'd find you, Lord, as their personal Savior. God, I know that you're still in the saving business, God. God, if we just do what we need to do and humble ourselves before you, God, I know, Lord, that you said you'd touch them in need. And God, those that's drawn cold and indifferent, those that might need a Savior, God, I trust that, Lord, whatever the need of the hour would be, God, you'd supply that need. Go with us, lead us, guide us, and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Want to play a couple songs for you this morning, and first one that we want to start out with is Gold City singing I'm Not Giving Up. So listen as Gold City opens the program this morning. May it bless your heart today.
Well, I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll wear a shining crown someday. that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep going on. I've been walking through the valley, through this vale of tears. At times I've even questioned, even if my Lord was near. Many times that old tempter, he says, why not turn around? You can't get any farther, because you're just losing ground. Oh, but I'm not giving up. Oh, I'm not turning round. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown someday. Well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up, no, I'll keep going on. Would you mind to tell me, there's been something bothering me? Why is it that old devil, he just won't let God's children be? See, he has purposed and determined to get right in the way and turn us from the way of life and lead our souls astray. No, but I'm not giving up. No, I'm not turning around. By the grace of God, I'll win a shining crown someday. Well, I'll keep holding on to that nail-scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going. Of God, I'll win a shining crown someday. Well, I'll keep holding on,
holding on
to that nail-scarred hand.
Nail-scarred hand.
Oh, no, I'm not giving up. No, I'll keep going.
I'm not giving up. No, I'm not
turning around.
By the grace of God, I'm gonna
I appreciate that good song by Gold City, I'm Not Giving Up. That's so true this morning. There's not a time, ever a time or a place that we can give up this morning. We must keep on keeping on, and I encourage you to do that this morning, because the fields are wide in the harvest, the Bible said, but the laborers are few. Now, I prayed this morning, and I asked that if you have a need this morning, you'll humble your heart and give it to the Lord. He'll help you, that you'll have a desire to keep the faith, and you'll have a desire to continue to do the work of the Lord, because, hey, folks, it's time's running out. I believe we're getting close to the end of the way. I've heard the old preachers of old say this, and that was many years ago, and hey, we're closer today than we were yesterday. I've heard the old preachers say it's, they believe we were living in the Saturday evening time. What does that mean? That means our time is growing to a close, quickly to a close. Our time's growing short. today, so let's work today while we still got time. I began to ask the Lord and what He would have us to bring to you this morning, and several different thoughts come upon our heart, but we tried to get settled on this thought. Is just about instruction, about prayer. I don't know how to pray. Some people, I mean, hey, they seem like when they pray, they can just raise the rooftops. Seem like when they pray, they're just so spirit-filled. And I don't know, sometimes it seems like it comes easy. Sometimes it seems like it comes hard. But I guess that all means what's in your life at the time that you try to pray. Sometimes we get heavy-hearted and we get burdened down with the cares of this world. Satan tries to come upon the scene and hinder us. I was trying to find the right word, but there's so many things that Satan does to us today to try to get us out of fellowship with God. But I want to stay prayed up. I want to stay where I need to be with the Lord. I know that you do too. Now, I thought about here, and you'll find some scripture in the 11th chapter book of Luke, and then over in, I believe it's the 6th chapter book of Matthew, kind of recount from Matthew to Luke. Now, I want to start out here in Luke, and then I'll go back to that 6th chapter book of Matthew, and the words to the Lord's Prayer is more like you and I have learned it in this day. And when I was a child, I learned the Lord's Prayer. And even as a child before I was saved, I guess I learned this Lord's Prayer, but it really didn't come to my knowledge and heart until the Lord saved me and I began to realize what this means. So you pray for us as we look into the scriptures today, Luke chapter 11. And this is Christ's instruction about prayer, and it talks about it again here in Matthew. We'll go back to that. But here in Luke 11, it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of the disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And this is what he taught his disciples how to pray. And let's look at a different wording here in Matthew chapter 6. And it's more like you and I learned, this, as they call it, the Lord's Prayer. This is instruction in praying. Matthew 6 and verse 9, after this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let me read on down a couple more verses. For if ye forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appearest not unto men to fast, but unto all, unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. This is just a little bit more about the instruction of prayer, how to condition our heart and soul and get our mind cleared. We can't pray with these lips. We can't pray with our head, but we've got to pray from the bottom of our heart. Excuse me. That we might just tell God what's upon our heart, and he already knows the very desires, and he knows the very intentions this morning, that he already knows that, but he wants to hear it from us. You'll find over in James 5 and 16, it reads like this: confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And hey, there's nothing out of reach this morning. If we set our minds and hearts to it, if we ask God to guide us and give it to us and deliver it unto us, he will hear our prayers. And we can't pray for the things that we desire, this flesh desires, but I believe if we get on business for God today, I believe he'll hear our prayers and he'll answer those prayers. And I know a lot of time when we have prayer requests around the church, I try to think about each and every one of those situations. We don't always know every situation. When someone asks prayer for themselves or someone else, sometimes they elaborate on it, sometimes they don't. And we don't know. We don't have to know anything about what you're going through, or maybe what you're trying to overcome, or whatever the situation might be. When someone asks prayer, we don't have to know anything about it, but we, I believe we've got to pray the sincere desires of our heart. If someone asks an interest in our prayers, I believe we ought to care for them, love them enough that we might take their name up to God in prayer and ask his blessings upon each and every individual, upon us, upon you, upon those friends and neighbors, and even those strangers that you've never been acquainted with. They need the Lord as well. And hey, it takes constant talking to the Lord. It takes daily praying and fasting and asking God to guide us and lead us, because hey, I can't do it just once a week, or maybe even just once a day every now and then. We've got to call the name of the Lord each and every day of our life, that he might intervene in our life and we might serve him. We might be obedient unto him today. And the Bible said here in the latter part of that verse I just read to you, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I believe we get something upon our heart. We need to get serious about it. When someone asks us, hey, when they're really in trouble, when they need a touch from God, they're not playing church. They're not playing any other reason this morning. But I believe they're serious and they have asked an interest in our prayers. So we need to seriously consider them when we pray, that God's protecting hand might be upon them. And that's our prayer today. The Bible said the effectual prayer fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Everything I ask God for, sometimes I pray within my mind and my wants and my desires. God might not give those things to me if I pray in that manner and that fashion today. But we've got to really lay it on the line. We've really got to get serious with God today. And that prayer might just simply be, God, if you just want to bless my friends and neighbors and touch them and help them. And God, it's, you may not want to touch me, God, but I prefer my neighbors before myself. I prefer my brethren before myself today. We got to really humble ourselves before God that he might hear our prayers. And I don't know about you today, but a lot of times I'll get desiring things that I want and that I want to see done and accomplished. And they might be foolish prayers, I guess, and sometimes that we might pray. And everything we ask God for, we got to be careful. Sometimes we pray for our wants and our desires. And I've heard this, and I've made this statement before. Be careful what you pray for. God might just grant it today. There's a lot of things that you and I would like to have, and more money and finer cars and finer homes, but God may have a different plan for our life. So we can't pray those foolish prayers that God would just give us everything material that we would desire, because it might be to our hurt and our disadvantage today to do that. The Lord taught his disciples here. Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, and they asked this of him. They said, Lord, teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples to pray. And I think, first of all, as it explains here, when we pray, we ought to say this: Our Father, which art in heaven. We need to acknowledge the Holy Spirit of God. We need to acknowledge God and all his infinite wisdom and power today. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy wonderful name, thy glorious and thy fabulous name today. There's no other name like the name of Jesus. There's no other God like the God that you and I serve today. People are calling upon every kind of God that there is. But let me tell you, my friend, God, the God that created the heavens and the earth, he is the only God. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. The Bible said, no man cometh to the Father but by me. We need to serve him to the fullest extent. We need to serve him with all the love in our heart, and there is no other God today. He's wonderful. He's excellent. He's powerful. I want to honor and praise and glorify his name this morning because he's done it all for us. He sent his darling son to die upon the cross that you and I could have life, and have life so much more abundantly. When we pray, we need to ask God's forgiveness. We need to ask God to supply our needs. We need to ask God to help us that we might have forgiveness in our heart to forgive those that you know, maybe speaks bad of us or has an ought against us today. We don't need to have an ought against them, but we just need to love them. And we fall into temptations each and every day. We need to pray, as God said here, and it's Jesus told him, he said, deliver us from evil, that we might not be led to temptation. Said, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Every time I think about this, I think about the 23rd Psalms and John 3:16 and all these other familiar scriptures that he is the way. He's the only way. He's the only God that we need to serve today. And I know this has probably been scattered all about today, and I hope you got something out of the message. I hope you have realized that we just can't pray through vain repetitions, but we got to give God our entire heart and soul, and we got to pray in love today, and remember all of our brethren we come in contact with. So that's the message this morning. Now, let me say once again, on behalf of Community Baptist Church, we'd like to invite you to come worship with us. If you don't have a church family, we'd love to have you this morning. Listen to this last song as the inspiration sing for us, I Have Not Forgotten. May God bless you. We love you this morning.
I have not forgotten God's only begotten and the price that he paid for my sin. I must not forget, with joy not regret, he died on the cross for all men.
I remember that hour, by his saving power, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
He was bruised and afflicted, as the prophets predicted, despised and rejected of men. But in his agony, there was ransom for me. His blood bought me joy without end.
Lord, I have not forgotten. I remember that hour, by his saving power, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I'm washed in the blood, his crimson flood, I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten. I have not forgotten.
.75 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.